The report says wetlands provide goods and services such as water filtration, habitat, flood control, and food production. The authors analyzed all the studies that have been done on the economic value of wetlands. They say billions of dollars are spent each year to drain wetlands for immediate economic benefits. Chris Williams is a conservation manager with the World Wildlife Fund. He says decision makers don't always understand the long-term benefits of wetlands.
And if you're, say, an official in a local jurisdiction, you're thinking, what is the immediate return of developing this area? There might be tax revenues, there might be employment benefits, there might be increased housing. Now, those are important, and those should be thrown into the mix. What we are mainly saying is, fine, but when you're balancing those short-term returns, balance them with the long-term value of the resource that you're developing.
Williams says governments might try to restore wetlands when an area has been paved over, but he says it's much more expensive to build a wetland from scratch than it is to take steps to preserve it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.